What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Spiegel at home.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
How you doing, buddy? Have a good day. All right.
The end of transition one time a while back when our guy Danny Parkins, at the end of a 20-minute segment, asked Anthony Herron how he was doing, and then immediately wished him to have a good day.
How you doing, buddy? Have a good day. All right.
Sometimes you're...
I mean, the dismount can be difficult sometimes.
Oh, it can be
tricky. You don't always stick the landing.
You were so proud in the group text thread today, and I suspect a lot of listeners out there can relate to the pride that you have. You live in a house now in the burbs, and what'd you do today?
Oh, man, we got a bunch of snow in the burbs overnight, like all throughout. I mean, to the point where they just told the kids not to go to school. The night before, they called and said, no school.
Man, Ruben was hoping
Wednesday.
For that. Ruben was hoping for that today.
We got those phone calls and voicemails. So we got back from just out gallivanting around. What did we do? We did movies. We took them swimming, did all this stuff. I get back home last night. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, we got all this snow here, and it's still coming down. I guess I had a little coffee. Let me get a little caffeine and go out there and shovel his driveway. So I went out and shoveled my driveway, layered up a little bit, and went to work. Just grabbed the shovel and went to town.
Yeah.
And I'm just shoveling nonstop. Worked up a good lather. Uh-huh. And by the end of it, felt good about myself. Felt like I'd done God's work, essentially. So I got done shoveling, and I even threw a little bit of salt down afterwards, too.
So I
got
to say, that's a big driveway. That's a two-car-wide driveway.
Oh, three speeds.
Oh, excuse me. That's a three. Ahoy, polloi. That's a three-car-wide driveway.
Just want to be accurate here.
I think you did a pretty remarkable job shoveling.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
My only issue with it is that you are such an athletically gifted man, former NFL player, that diminishes the prowess. A little bit. Like
my
favorite shovelers are historically the non-athletes. Okay. You know what I mean? Like that's when it's impressive. You have an inherent athletic advantage as a shoveler.
Like the guys who go out there and you're like, he could have a heart attack.
That's what I'm saying.
He works a little bit too hard.
Yeah.
That's my issue. Shane, I know you had an issue.
Oh, Danny and I have many issues.
I mean, okay. Does it help at all the fact I've had back surgery and surgeries on both knees,
sweet
multiple
brag,
on the
dude.
Left knee?
sweet surgery brag. Who cares?
Right. I've had surgeries on the left shoulder.
Yeah, whatever.
You chose this life, brother.
Yeah.
You
have an inherent, it's kind of like that one-legged wrestler who made weight without the nuisance of two legs.
Yeah,
like his
right.
other musculature was bigger.
Right.
So that's like Anthony shoveling his driveway. He's like, it's an unfair advantage against the guys who are afraid of a grabber.
Sore. My knees and back were legitimately sore by the time I got done.
All right, what are your issues on the other side
you
of the
glass? You want to go first,
Danny? No, I'm just going to ask, no snowblower, Ant? No, you shoveled?
I mean, it's available.
out. I mean, it's a palatial estate, it looks like, and no snowblower. It's a lot.
Nah, man. I feel like the snowblower is going to happen at some point.
It's going
to,
yeah.
But I like the opportunity to go out there and work up a decent little sweat, whether it's been raking leaves there in the fall and into the winter.
So, you know, new house guy.
Driveway. I don't know how you did things at Iowa, but you know, when you're a homeowner, you lead from the front, okay? Get a snowblower and then take care of your neighbors, your neighbors' sidewalks, okay? They'll appreciate you for it.
Apparently, there's some kind of issue with the sidewalks where we're like not supposed to shovel them too much. I haven't really, I haven't taken a deep dive on why not. I don't want to run
afoul. Is it like an HOA thing?
I guess. We've heard only like very periphery sort of details from a couple of folks in the surrounding area. So I don't know for sure.
Scandal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here are my issues. I've got a few.
And they're valid.
Number one.
I just saw it right now.
Number one, you're lying. You did not shovel this, and I think you have a heated driveway. That driveway is way too immaculate for one person to shovel. There isn't a spot of snow, Ant. So I think you have a heated driveway because I can see the condensation from where snow melted.
See the condensation.
Number two.
Is it a heated driveway?
It is not a heated driveway.
Okay.
Now, if anyone, whether it's on the text line or hit me up on social at Big Ant here, and if you have thoughts on whether or not the heated driveway is worth the investment,
ooh.
I am curious for outside counsel on this, but no, we've talked about it. It is not a heated driveway.
I think Ant just is, he has to be perfect with it because you don't get to the top of your craft playing football without attention to detail. So I think he just likes it to be perfect.
Yeah. I'm remarkably meticulous with things.
You are meticulous.
Yes.
Can you tell me the date?
Of?
Today. What's today's date?
February 13th.
When's Christmas?
December 25th.
Take down your Christmas lights, Anthony. Take your Christmas lights down. They're draping in front of your Nest camera, dude.
You saw that, huh?
They're not even tight. They don't even look good, and they're still up.
Wow.
That's fair. Now, I'm not lighting them up anymore.
That's a really good catch. I'm looking at the first picture I looked for.
I'm surprised he noticed that. But yes, there are lights that are still there.
Yeah, take them down, brother.
I'm going to use the term allowed to. I was finally allowed to take the tree down. Once we got to February, the Christmas tree came down. Once the calendar switched to February, I was allowed to. I think January, the end of January, like whatever the last trash recycling day was in January, I was allowed to take the tree away.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we tend to be the late to put the tree up, but real late to put it down, people. That's how we roll at our house.
All right. That's weird.
Yeah, no, these are excellent points and excellent observations.
I'm really impressed he caught the Christmas lights.
Me too.
It's not like a frontal image of the home that I sent you guys.
You never go full frontal on the home. We wouldn't want to see that. We wouldn't want to see that. But you remain too bulked up to be on my depth chart of favorite shovelers.
Okay.
Right? It's like Tanny, you're using the snowblower, so you're never going to crack the top five.
No snowblower yet this year, but I do have a lot of elderly neighbors.
Okay,
so,
Tanny.
Yeah. Because I know people
so
also.
So you let the elderly neighbors shovel your driveway.
Of course, yeah. It's how you stay young. You know, you stay in shape that way. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. But you out there, the guy threatening to have a grabber, the guy who's still out there doing what he can do for the family and knowing that it could be your last time, you are the one. You're the hero.
The guy's out there, my high-rise amenity building that I pay thousands and thousands of dollars for a month, those guys out there doing the hard work.
Yes.
We love those guys.
Shane, it's nice to have one of those buildings now, isn't it?
It's so nice.
Oh, my God, they take care of everything.
Yeah.
You do pay for it every month, but
yeah.
Boy, they take care of everything you need.
I do have a couple of people saying the heated driveway is not worth it.
Oh, there's one that says it is worth it.
Oh, one just said now it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Good thing is, with the way our home faces, the sun doesn't hurt either. So I've only had to shovel it a few times since we've been in the burbs.
Wow. How's the sun?
It helps. Yeah, yeah.
Is it southern facing?
I think east facing is what I think it is. Yeah, so sun comes up, it's right there. Oh, southern facing kind of the best way to roll?
Yeah, for sun exposure. Yeah, that's just science.
We ran across a couple of anecdotes.
Doesn't the sun rise in the east?
We ran across a couple of anecdotes regarding the, it's a good point, regarding the Bears' new coach, Ben Johnson. One paints him in a very good light. One has some concerns. Let's give voice to both. Talk about him with our guy, Ant Heron. Dave Wanstead in the 5 o'clock hour. And at 5 o'clock, we'll talk about the Cubs and Bregman and take your calls as well. Keep it right here on Spiegel & Holmes on the Score.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.